Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mack, and Dylan at 704-404-726-0929. That is our number. Call it. We want your reaction to the Hawks news, 404-726-0929. Dylan will take your calls right now. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. FYI, it's July 1st. Your mortgage is due. Pay your rent. Just want to help you out before the day gets going.
I appreciate
that. Do you handle that, or is the mortgage partner handle that for you?
I handle that.
There you go.
I'm a grown woman.
There you go. I always handled it for us, and then when we bought the house, I was like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want any part of this anymore.
Yeah, like she said, 404-726-0929, taking reaction to the Hawks. But I'm assuming that at some point today, we will get reaction to at least your number one song, being Miley Cyrus, there on your songs for your
It's almost un-American.
You're going to hear it on every 4th of July program on TV. You're going to hear it at any party you go to.
I was shocked a little bit about songs that you left out in order to make sure Miley Cyrus was on the list.
Okay.
All right, can I have just two or three rebuttals for you?
Let's see.
All right. How about Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith.
Ah, great song.
You're a country person.
I am. Like, I know.
I thought that might also.
I was trying not to go controversial.
American Saturday Night.
Okay.
By Brad Paisley, which is a phenomenal song.
Never heard it.
Never heard that one. It's a phenomenal song.
We'll fix that.
R-O-C-K in the USA. Thought for sure. Okay. Yeah.
No.
I just our fearless leader. Mike Conti just replied to me dogging your list.
And he said.
And he goes, this is a good party list. Living in America brings down the vibe. When I hear that song, all I think of is Apollo Creed only has 10 minutes to live. Because, I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But I don't know. I don't know if you know, like, randomly I'll watch Rockies and then Mike Conti, Mark Zeno, and myself will live tweet like it is all real life. And it is. It's hilarious because I don't think there's two people that love the Rocky series more than Zeno and Mike Conti. And then I'm probably like ninth on the list because I'm a big Rocky fan. But it's just hilarious. It made me laugh. I think I want to say one thing about your list. I think your list is so accurate. If you were programming a radio station that was playing music all day and you thought people would tune in and play your radio station.
Go figure. What have I done for the last 20 years?
I know. However, I think it's trash as a person that hosts parties and doesn't want to hear most of those songs.
I just want to say I stand with Allie.
Thank you.
I feel like with this list, I would vibe very much so. I would definitely catch a vibe. Bo caught a vibe at Echo Park Speedway.
No, I didn't catch a vibe. I put the vibe out.
You put the vibe out.
That's right.
Well, I would catch a vibe and put a good vibe out at one of Ally Mac's parties with this music.
I like the energy stays up throughout.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know Lee Greenwood, I know we all love it.
I was fine with it. Fine with the Navidad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm fine with the Navidad.
Lee Greenwood has to make an appearance at one point on your playlist. Because obviously it's going to be more than five songs.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to be sandwiched in between, like, probably, honestly, your one and, was Katy Perry three?
Yeah.
So it has to be sandwiched in between one and three. Because what you want to do is you got to give young and then bring it in, you know, let the older people hear the Lee Greenwood, and then boom, we're back, and energy's back up.
I think it has to be the finale. I think the Lee Greenwood has to be the finale of the playlist.
So
you know what I mean?
Like when
everybody's, it's almost time to exit. Like you're kind of closing up shop, and somebody's like, "Hey, we should get a little Lee Greenwood in."
You know what's risky about that though is someone might get super emotional if they've had a couple. I love America.
Yeah, yeah. I disagree with that only before because I think normal playlists are gonna restart at some point.
Yeah,
and mainly so. You want to have it jammed in the middle, and Allie's right. You might get, you know, the guy that did not realize it's 97 outside and the vodka hits quicker.
Yeah,
might need to help that guy.
I think the playlist definitely resets. That's why I'm saying it's got to be a special request. You got to take the playlist off and you got to play that to end of the night. You know what I mean? Like it's like, oh, you know what, man? It's that time. It's like closing time at the bar.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Thanks for coming.
Well, if you have input on my list, which really, that's not the important news of the day. 404-726-0929. We're talking Hawks all day long. Here is what went down. Hawks are getting Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Luke Kennard. We had the Porzingis news last week. We drafted Ason Newell. Guys, Ansi Salé has hit the ground running.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I was sitting here just a minute ago writing things down about the Hawks. I want to get you guys to help me with this. I was trying to rank Hawks players as it sits, like 1 through, I guess it'd be 11 at this point, if I was trying to rank Hawks players. Ason Newell obviously being near the bottom of that list. Kobe Bufkin, Vic Krejci. Like I was trying to go at least 1 through, was that Mo Gay? I was trying to go at least 1 through like 9 and try to rank the players. It's kind of tough. Like it's kind of tough to see how you think of things in terms of the hierarchy of these players, because like our one caller mentioned in, I don't know if it was Frank or whatever, it was like, you know, you added some bench players, but you're almost like, all right, like how do the bench players match up and what possible combinations can you play with these guys on the floor to make it work?
Well, first, I agree with what Dylan said that Nickeil Alexander-Walker could actually probably start for a majority of teams. So, yeah, he might that might be his role, but that doesn't mean that he can't spot start for you or come in and play valuable minutes. So,
a lot of these guys can play. I mean, Jalen Johnson can play on the ball. I mean, he can create. Not saying he would play that spot, but a lot of these guys can create in and amongst themselves and kind of stand alone.
The thing we haven't mentioned about, I mean, this guy averaged 25 minutes a game last season in 82 games. In fact, Dylan, walk over to that door and knock on it. Knock on wood, he hasn't missed a game in 2 seasons. And he's played in the playoffs.
I can't even believe you just said that out loud.
So there's that. I would start with Trey and then Porzingis. Agreed?
Yes. Well,
if you're ranking them, right? Trey, then Porzingis?
Yes.
Okay. And then...
curious where you go here, because...
Well, then I have to go with Jalen and Dyson.
Jalen 3, Dyson 4.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm probably going 5th with NAW.
Yeah. That's where I started getting to the crossroads. I'm like,
because look, you can break it down. Your starting lineup could be this. It could be. I'm not saying it will be necessarily, but it could be Trey, Dyson, Jalen, Porzingis, 00. Or hear me out. Or you could go Trey, Dyson, Jalen, Porzingis, Richaché. I think it could depend on who you're playing. I don't know. I just don't know. I think there's a couple of different ways you can go with it, because you could go, you know, that's a size lineup, the first one.
Sure.
And it's not like Richaché's short.
Well,
I mean.
And what do we think about the minutes that Richaché will play this year? You know, he's kind of on that minutes restriction last year where he didn't play the whole game every game. But
I was just about to bring up Richaché, because the thing that's going to be key as far as what this starting lineup looks like is how much pressure they are willing to put on Zachary Richaché as far as his scoring. Because if Richaché is coming off the bench, he is going to be one of the main options coming off the bench. If you start Richaché, then obviously when you have Trey out there, you got Dyson out there, you got Jalen out there, then he's not going to have as much pressure on him to score the basketball, which you could say is a good thing. So it depends on how much pressure Quinn Snyder feels Zachary Richaché is ready for when it comes to that scoring role, and if he's ready for that. If he feels like he can be a solid scorer and a consistent scorer off the bench, then I think there are some benefits to having Richaché come off the bench. But if he feels like he's not quite ready for that pressure yet, then he's best in a starting role because that pressure is taken off of him.
Let me approach it this way as well, and 4-4-7-2-6-0-9-2-9. Let me approach it this way as well, and you guys can answer. 10 seconds left, you're coming out of timeout. You're up by 2, and the other team's bringing it up the floor. What lineup are we going with? What's the 5 way out on the floor for that one?
Well, I've got Trey's not on the floor for me.
Yeah, he's not. He can't be.
I don't know about you, Dylan, but I've got Nall, Dyson, Jalen. I don't know if I won't.
It's
I guess Onyeka, I need to be in there. Maybe Porzingis, I need to have some bigs in there.
Reese
right?
Shea not on the floor.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put Richaché on the floor. I'm with Bo. Dyson, NAW, Jalen, 00, Porzingis.
I mean, I want size, and I want size length. You know, which brings length. That's the thing about Nickeil Alexander Walker. He's got. I think he's like 6'8", 6'9", wingspan.
He's got very good length.
That's actually the down. That's a downside to Luke Kennard. One of the reasons why he's not a better defender is he's actually very small with his wingspan compared to his size. But look, man, I do my research. But and he's not a great defender. But that's probably my best defensive lineup, I would think. Now, you know, hopefully you think Asa Noel's a guy because of his energy that can grow into that. But he's not even a thought process in this now because we haven't seen anything from him. He hasn't even played summer league yet.
And I think we'll get a handle very, very soon. And like we were talking about off the top of the show, if they make any more moves and somebody that is a ball handler, how they feel about Kobe Bufkin in the near future, obviously coming off the injury, didn't really see him last year. They have room to do something if they want to and make a move if they want to, but I don't know if they have to. And so that's something that we'll be focused on at least in the near term.
Dylan, I think he can. Maybe I'm wrong. I think he can handle the ball. What do you think about Nikhil, his ball handling? I think he can slide over in a pinch and do some of that ball handling.
In a pinch, yes. I just wouldn't prefer him to do that. I would honestly, if I had to go with one in a pinch, I would rather Dyson be the de facto backup point guard like he was last year rather than Nikhil Alexander Walker. I don't disagree with you that he couldn't do it in a pinch, and he does have some ball handling skills. I would just, if I'm making a hierarchy of point guards, it would go Trae Young, right now Dyson, because I don't know what Kobe Bufkin is. Maybe Kobe can fill in that role. I do like Kobe, it's just that he hasn't stayed healthy. Trae Young, Dyson, Vit, then Nikhil. Vit can do it. Vit actually would probably be three. So Trae, Dyson, Vit, Nikhil, and then right now Kobe, just because I don't know what he is.
404-726-0929. Jump on the show with us. It is a great day to be a Hawks fan, and we want to hear from you how you're feeling about it. Are we a contender? 404-726-0929. And coming up, Braves playing the Angels tonight. How do we stack up to this team? And we'll go in the huddle with the Steelers and Dolphins trade. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.